So the bill would require online service providers offering various services to schools to have in their contracts a clear specification of the arrangements they have with the school, and it would prohibit commercial entities from selling for marketing purposes children's data.
Is this becoming more of an issue as Common Core is enacted?
Absolutely. This actually started a couple of years ago with No Child Left Behind. There was a major educational policy push to have data-driven decision-making for schools. And the result is that schools now have to gather a lot of information for reporting purposes. Information technologies also offer new opportunities for educational programs for children that generate lots of data about those kids. And across the country, a research study that we conducted found that essentially every school district across the country is using a cloud service provider to collect and process their children's data.
Is there a problem with security putting on the cloud service?
There's certainly a problem with security. We found, for example, the companies that store data on behalf of schools, 40% of them had no obligations for data security in their contracts, which means there's no requirement that they encrypt the data. There's no requirement that they take care that it not be breached.
I've been told by some education officials, including the state school superintendent, that the data is collected, but it's not tied to an individual name. So it doesn't say that Robert Lang comes from a family that makes X amount of dollars, but it will just say that, you know, he's a white male and that kind of thing.
That's an unfortunate misperception of the way big data operates and the way this kind of data can be matched. So if I have two or three attributes about a specific individual, it's very easy to reverse engineer the identity of that person.
Does this bill solve the problem?
This bill is a first step. It solves some of the problems that we found in our research that exist in the marketplace. It doesn't address many others. It doesn't address data security. It doesn't address parental notification. It's really focused on essentially selling children's information for profit by school systems.
In your research, have you found other school systems doing that?
We studied school systems across the country, and this is a national problem. The answer is yes. Every school district across the country has this problem.
Dr. Rodenberg, thank you very much.